This is KNBA News. I'm Jocelyn Estes. The Senate Finance Committee has advanced a $2.1 billion capital budget. It does not include $10 million for the Susitna Dam project the administration had requested. A big change from the draft unveiled earlier this week was the addition of $245 million for a new heat and power plant at the University of Alaska Fairbanks campus. The committee also amended the capital budget to provide $2.1 million for a road linking King Cove to an all-weather airport at Cold Bay. That allocation would be a match for federal funding that would come through only if the U.S. Secretary of Interior reverses her decision disallowing a road through a wildlife refuge. Some subsistence fishermen are calling for a temporary halt to fishing on the Yukon River after another dismal forecast for returns of king salmon. Fisheries disasters have been declared on the Yukon in 9 of the past 17 years, and last year's run was the worst in decades. The river once averaged returns of 300,000 kings a year. Biologists forecast a run of 64,000 to 121,000 kings this summer. Leaders in the Bristol Bay Area say they're upset U.S. Senator Lisa Murkowski has co-sponsored a bill that would undo their biggest regulatory success in fighting the Pebble Mine project. Catherine Karskallen of the Bristol Bay Regional Seafood Development Association says it was an unwelcome surprise that Murkowski on Monday signed on to a bill called the Regulatory Fairness Act.
Mainly because the bill takes away the one tool commercial fishermen and Alaskans have to ensure that our livelihoods and our businesses aren't impacted by mining development in Bristol Bay.
The bill, filed 2 weeks ago, says the Environmental Protection Agency can only block permits under the Clean Water Act during the permit review phase. In February, the EPA announced a temporary block on permits for Pebble, even though the mine developer had not yet submitted its applications. Kim Williams, director of a tribal nonprofit called Nunamta Aluxtai, says Murkowski's co-sponsorship feels like a betrayal because the EPA was acting on a request from the tribes. Williams says mine opponents already believe state regulators won't listen to them.
Now we're seeing it at a federal level where our own elected senator is silencing the people of this region who really are very adamantly opposed to the development of Pebble.
Murkowski spokesman Robert Dillon says the senator is not taking a stand for or against Pebble, but she objects to the EPA's early intervention, which she calls a preemptive veto. EPA Administrator Gina McCarthy said yesterday it's not a veto, just the beginning of a process. If you're a Matsu Valley commuter to Anchorage, take note. To promote safe driving practices, the Anchorage Police Department is ramping up enforcement during the morning commute on the Glen Highway starting today. APD says it will post additional officers between 5:30 and 8:30 a.m. to be on the lookout for speeding, tailgating, failure to signal a lane change, and other traffic violations. So far this year, there have been 76 vehicle collisions on the Glen between Anchorage and Eklutna. Who knew? The Internal Revenue Service is using social media to help taxpayers with tax returns. In a prepared statement, the IRS said more than 5.5 million people have downloaded the free IRS To Go phone app. It helps taxpayers check on the status of their tax refunds, get tax records, find free tax preparation providers, and stay connected with the IRS through YouTube, Facebook, and Twitter. This is KNBA News. I'm Jocelyn Estes.